I want to try and I want to learn Tosas. I want to learn just Pashup Shat and Tosas. But I think if we learn Pashup Shat and Tosas, we'll see some things that are very, 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 very significant. And what I'm going to do, just so you know, is I meant also to spend 10 minutes on yesterday's shiur. Let's see if we have time for that at the end. I don't know if we will. If I don't, I'll post that on YU Torah, and you're welcome to listen to that. But I want to focus on Aratosis. So the Gemara basically, on Daf Beis and Aleph, wants to know what's pshat in this Mishnah. Why is this Mishnah over here? This Mishnah seems to be talking about a case that's not an Eden Zomim case. So, you know, what's it doing over here? Why is this the opening Mishnah in the Masechet? And basically the Gemara concludes and tells us, you know what? This is really a continuation of the last sugya in Masechet Sanhedrin. It's the last Mishnah in Masechet Sanhedrin. And which is an important thing to know as well, because if you look at the last perek of Sanhedrin, the last perek of Sanhedrin is Perek Chelek. And Perek Chelek is the 11th perek, and it has nothing to do with what we're talking about. It is a very, very philosophical perek. And the perek before Perek Chelek is Perek Elohein HaNechnakim. And in the last sugya, Elohein HaNechnakim is the case of Zomi Bas Kohen. So it sounds like from the simple just Seder Hashas, is Chelek was added and appended to Masechet Sanhedrin a little later, and really the continuation Makas follows Sanhedrin really from the 11th perek, from the 10th perek of Elohein HaNechnakim, and then Chelek is kind of a later add-in, and this Mishnah Maseches Makos is really a direct continuation of the last sugyas of Sanhedrin, and Sanhedrin already started to give us some deviant cases of Edom Zomim, and now we have more deviant cases of Edom Zomim. We're not presenting classic Kasher Zomim, we're presenting cases in our Mishnah where you get Malkus, and this is really in the heels of the Sugya at the end of Masechet Sanhedrin, where you have this funny case of Zomime Bas Kohen. So let's just discuss that case a little bit. Yeah, Zevi?
I was actually learning Rosh Hashanah yesterday, and I saw something very interesting that Malkus is really, it was talking about why the order goes from Yuma to Rosh Hashanah, and he said that they go in order of the Prakim. And he mentioned that Malkus is just really a continuation of Sanhedrin, and it's really a lot of Rishonim and Achronim hold that it's really just it's really supposed to be together with Sanhedrin.
100%. And the truth is, I have a very chashuv chavrus in the morning on the Hagdam of the Perish HaMishnayis of the Rambam, and there also we learned that he clearly indicates that Makas and Sanhedrin really one masechet. Which other masechets are really one masechet, but they were divided into three?
Pesachim and Shkalim.
Yes, the Bavas, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, and Bava Basra. Right. Okay. So, but those three, which is why Shkolim, by the way, gets into the Daf Yomi. But the three Bavas,
right.
Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, were really one giant Masechet called Maseches Nezikin, and because that volume got too heavy for us, so they divided into three Masechets. Okay. In any event, we have over here. The Torah tells us that there's a special din of a bas kohen shezinsam. The pasuk says, "Bas ish kohen kisachel is noses avia hi mechalelas ba'esh tisarei." So when she is mechalel her father, when she sleeps with another man, she's an isha nesua. She gets a unique onesh. She gets the onesh of sreif. And if you look at Rashi in our daf, chutz mizomi bas kohen nesua sha'af al pisha nigmar dina l'sreif al piyam heim bechenek. That Zomei Bas Kohen, they get chenek. Why? Because they reflect the onesh of the boel and not the onesh of the isha. And then Rashi quotes Kedyalfin and Hassam in Masechet Sanhedrin Dat Sadi, he bisreifa, the ein boala bisreifa. She gets sreifa because she's the one who's being mechala her kuhuna. So she gets the murchamer onesh of sreifa, and the boel only gets chenek. Kishar Eishas Ish, just like any case of Eishas Ish, the classic punishment for Eishas Ish is chenek, both by the husband, by the man, sorry, the boel and the isha. So over here, the boel is getting the ordinary punishment of chenek of an Eishas Ish, and the isha is getting a ratcheted up punishment of sreifa. The hazonimim, And the Zomer Mamashkimim Lemisa Shechivas Habo, the Xiv Kajamasas Lachiv, Velola Achoso, etc., etc. So that's what Rashi introduced us, and now we want to analyze and go through Tosas. Now, when I decided what to do today, on the one hand, you learn this Tosas, and most of you would be correct in saying to me, Rebbe, why this Tosas of all Tosas, and a lot of Tosas on a page? This seems very, very technical. Tosas is involved in a technical issue of drushas. And which is the drusha that's going to teach us this? Is it going to come from he? Is it going to come from la'achiv? And it seems, at first blush, to be a very technical Tosas. And what I hope to do in the next 5 minutes is try and show you that perhaps this Tosas may hold the secret to the entire sugya of Kasher Zama. And therefore, it's not technical whatsoever, even though it looks very, very technical. So let's take a look. So Tosas writes, Zoma me bas kohen she'ein magdim osa misa el misa acheres. So what says Tosas, Boala, they get the misa of the Boel. Didarshinon he velo Boala. V'zomi bas kohen diksiv la'achiv, didarshin la'achiv lo la'achosa. So the assumption over here, based on our Gemara, is, and based on what Rashi says, is that the reason that they get the punishment of the Boel and not the Isha is because of the Gzeres HaKosuv, La'achiv v'lo la'achosa. That's the simple understanding. So says Tosis, V'im Tomar, why do I need that? Lamali drashal de la'achiv v'lo la'achoso, tepuk le'mehi. After all, if you look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dinafkalon, Didashinim b'Sanhedrin, Nun Aleph, Es avia hi mechaleles, hi velo boala, hi velo zomemel. So Tosas asks, why do I need the drasha of la'achiv? I have the drasha of he. And if I have the drasha of he tells me, she gets sreifa, and only she, because she was mechalel. Her kuhuna, the boel wasn't mechal kuhuna, the edim zomimim were not mechal kuhuna, so therefore that should be the drasha. He velo boalea, he velo zomimeho, and why do I need la'achim? Okay, question is clear, simple question. Now watch this answer, and a special good morning to Ari Ohio. Watch this answer. V'yesh lomar, hoil v'zomemeha ba'u l'chayva sreifa, lo yavo l'ukume mi'uta dehi, ela bibawala, v'lo mima'atinan zomemin, ela min achi. Tosas says, I'm going to just translate the words. If I just had he, you know what punishment I would give the Eden Zomim? I give them Sreif. The Drusha says, he, velo Zomim Meha, he, velo Boala. Yeah, but I can only implement that Drusha. He velo zomemeha, once I have la'achiv. But if I didn't have la'achiv, he would just say, he velo boala. And the edim zomemim would get sreif. This line in Tosas, in my opinion, might be the most important line in the first paragraph. Might be. What is Tosfos suggesting here? Yeah! You, Shapiro.
Oh, trying to give somebody else, completely out, no matter what drush we have there. So if she's going to
geldi. Even though he, Lobola, if he's going to get it, then it's mild after her.
Isaac, you might be saying something, but I need it tighter. I need it more, well, lumbish.
Should I go
to the engine? No. Keep it here, keep it local, keep it tight. Kobe, yeah, what do you got?
That just having he to start from wouldn't be enough. We need also the pasuk of the achiv.
Why is he not enough?
Because if we only had he, then we would have thought that the Eden for sure just gets straight from him.
Why?
But
why? Why? Because I'm yelling at you.
Oh, because it says he the Boa. So you think that maybe the Boa's punishment is out of the parsha of the Eden?
No. No. Okay, Rabose, watch this. I'll repeat the question. Tosas asked Akasha, why do I need the drasha of La'achiv? I have a drasha of Vihi, and the Gemara is Mifurosh. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is Mifurosh Daphne and Aleph. You have a drasha that says, he gets Reifa. Why? Because Esavia he mechalela. She was mechal the kuhuna of her father, so she gets Reifa. He velo boala. He velo zomemeh. So Tosis asks Akasha, once I have that drusha, why do I need la'achiv o la'choso? I have a slam dunk drusha. He velo zomemeh. So says Tosis, if I just had the drusha of he, then I would give the Eden Zomim Sreifa. I wouldn't say he velo Zomameha. I only say he velo Boala. Once I have the drasha of La'achiv, that allows me to say he velo Boala, he velo Zomameha. And the question is, what is Tosis driving at? Rory.
Maybe because the Zomim are going to get the punishment the Boala is getting. So when we're saying the punishment that the Boala is going to get is not similar to what the Bas Kohen is going to get, and the Zomim are getting the same punishment as the Boala. You're not going to make the drasha that the he is.
Why not? Why can't I say he? He velo boala, he velo zomameh. It sounds great. He. She's the one. Why can't I make that drasha without achiv? Ari.
Is it maybe because it's singular? Because he is singular, and maybe it's
I'm looking for some more lumdus, a lumdus a point. Not a linguistic point. Go ahead, Isaac. Isaac?
What?
Yeah, what?
Can you hear me?
I can now, yeah.
Second try. Okay. Maybe it's saying that usually you would have thought that you would get her punishment because her punishment is worse. So it's not, I'm not going to call it Kimlite, but maybe he's trying to say that for Aiden Zomit, when there's two possible punishments, you get the harsh one. Similar to Kimlite, but you can't say that here. And you would think that because of that, we need to say he below.
Okay, Isaac, enough.
That's the reason that
okay, enough. Okay. Okay, watch this. Rabosai, what does Kasher Zomam do? What is the din of Kasher Zomam? I'm going to give you two possibilities. Possibility number one is Onesh transference. It takes the Onesh that was supposed to be given over here, and it moves it to the Edom Zomim. That's the simple understanding. The Onesh you wanted to give, that's the Onesh that you get. Or perhaps what Kasher Zomam does is it's identity transference. Not ones transference, but identity transference, or said differently, gmar din transference. Not punishment transference, but gmar din transference. Or I like better, I'll say it again, identity transference. You know why the drasha of he wouldn't have worked? Because Kasher Zomam says the Adam Zomamim are he. They are he. So you can't say he velo Zomameha. Because the din of Kasher Zomam says the Adam Zom are he. And Mamela, they're going to get Sreifa. We're not transferring the mere onesh. We're transferring the character and quality of the Avera to them, to the Aden. And as such, you're going to give the Aden Sreifa. Comes along the Pasuk, La'achi v'lo la'achoso, and says, no, you have a male here and a female here. Whose identity are you transferring? Whose gmardin are you transferring? So says la'achiv lo la'choso, you're going to transfer the male, and memela, he velo zomemeh. But if you didn't have la'achiv lo la'choso, then you're basically giving the Adam zomemim a din of bas kohen shezinsa. And they become, if you will, bas kohen shezinsa. They are the he. And once they are the he, they get an onus of Sreifa. Kamash Malan, there's two people over here. There's a Gemara Din of the male, there's a Gemara Din of the female, La'achiv v'lo la'achosa.
Wait, Rebbe, so the Sukkim are there to separate the din between the male and the female?
Well, that's the second. In other words, again, there's two steps over here. Step one, again, I'm going to say it again, but I just want to make sure you're getting the idea. It's a very sophisticated idea. Is that I always thought, before I learned this Tosfos, before I started delving into Kasher Zomam, what's Kasher Zomam? You take the Onesh over here and you move it over there. It's Onesh transference. What Tosfos, I believe, is suggesting, and we'll show you a lot of Nafka Mina LaHalacha as we go forward, but what Tosfos is suggesting over here, it's more than Onesh transference. It's a transference of the core identity of the Nidon to the Adam Zomim. And as such, you can't give a drasha of he velo Zomimeha, because you know what? The Adam Zomim are he. That's what Kasher Zomam says. They are the he. And if they are he, what onus do they get? What onus do they get? Sreifa. Sreifa. Aye, so they should get Sreifa. If you just had he, they would get Sreifa. Comes the Pasuk La'achiv, and the Pasuk La'achiv says, no, there's two identities you might transfer. You could transfer the identity Isha, you could transfer the identity the Boel. La'achiv says it is a more seamless, if you will, identity transfer by transferring the identity of the Boel rather than the Isha. And I think that, again, that's one line which I think is really, really fundamental in this Tosis. There's a Tosis in the beginning of Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Hei, I believe. The Gemara discusses, in the Dine Mamonis case, if Eim Zomer Achayiv in a Dine Mamonis case, listen to this, and let's say the Chayiv, the person they wanted to be Machayiv has to pay $500 in land. And the land that he has to pay in light of this particular case is Edis land. So the Adam Zomim, when they have to pay because they're Zomim, do they have to just pay $500 of any land? Or no, we're transferring the core Gmardin, which now demands not just a payment of a sum, a quantity of money, but actually the essence of the Gmar Din, meaning there's an identity chance that the Adam Zom become the Nidam, and as such, they are he. Therefore, you have the question now, how do we deal with, and therefore that's why you need La'achir. That, I think, is what Tosis is driving at, and that, I think, is a very, very critical, fundamental point. Let me just continue, one second, I want to just go back for a second to yesterday. I'll come back to you in an hour, one second. I just want to go back a second to yesterday. Yesterday, in the second Mahalach of Tosas, I wasn't going to say this, but I think it's perhaps relevant. In the second Mahalach of Tosas, one second, what did we say? No, I'm going to leave that. Aaron, go ahead, ask your question, and then I want to finish up Tosas.
All right, just a couple quick clarifying questions. Okay, so Tosfos is just in regards to what Tosfos is doing with the Sukkim. So he's saying that you would, without the second Pasuk, if you just have the Pasuk of T, then you would think that you'd be transferring the status of the Bas Kohen to these witnesses.
Right.
But that's why you see, he says you need the second Pasuk
La'achiv
to show that the transfer, that it can be both, and therefore the status, and since status of the guy is going to be more easier to transfer, then we're going to do it for the guy. That's that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then for the Tosas and
Bava Tama
they just mentioned?
Hold on, don't bother me about that. That's a side point. Let me go back inside Tosas. We'll come back, Aaron. We'll do that afterwards. So look at Tosas inside. Aval kevam dichsiv achiv, but now that we have the pasuk of achiv, darshina nami mehi lemiyute zomameha. In other words, this is exactly what Tosas is saying, is that now that you have the pasuk of la'achiv, now you can use he. Without la'achiv, you couldn't use he, because the Edom Zomim are he. So now Tosas has the kasha. Aval kasha. Kevan dichsiv achiv. So good. So now that you have achiv, amai itzrich lemute zomimim mehi. So now that you have this pasuk, I understand why I needed la'achiv now. We explained why I need la'achiv and why he is insufficient. But now that you have la'achiv, so why do I need... why do I need he? After all, la'achiv should carry the day. So now Tos comes on to a very nice chiddush. V'yeshloma di'ime achiv hava amina dahani mili kishabol haya nidon karina be la'achiv avalim lo haya nidon al pi edusan kikon shaya katan ben tesh shanim v'yom echad o shelo hikiro haboel and v'lo karina be la'achiv kamashon he. In other words, what does Tosas say? Now Tosas says that once you have la'achiv, so why do I need he? So how does Tosas get out of that problem? So Tosas gets out of that problem because, and again, I think this might be consistent with what we're saying. What about a scenario where you did not have, where the boel is not chayiv in an onesh? He has no onesh. What's an example where the boel might not be subject to an onesh? Either he's a katan. He's a katan who has a maisa bia, so he's older than 9 years old. The katan has a maisa bia, he's not having an onesh. Or, for example, the Ritva mentions there was no hasra'a to the boel, or the Aiden didn't recognize the boel. They recognized the Isha, they didn't recognize the Boel. So the Boel is not on the stand. So in a case where the Boel is not on the stand, what might you have thought?
That they get Sreifa.
You might have thought that they get Sreifa. Kamash Malan he. Now, let me ask you a question. You saw the Ritva. You saw Rashi at the end of Maseches Sanhedrin, perhaps, Daf Tzadi. I'll read you the Rashi. Rashi Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi, Me'alif, on this drasha la'achiv lo la'choso. Listen to the Lashon. Rashi writes, la'achiv lo la'choso, kol heicha debe'edusan mechayven ish v'isha. Anytime when you have Eidus, the Eidus is Mechayev, the Ish and the Isha, the Dinan Chaluk, and they have separate Dinim, different Psak to the man, different Psak to the woman. So in such a case, Ki Hacha, like our case, Lo Hukshu. So the Eidim are going to get the Onesh of the boy, the Boel, the man. what's mashma from Rashi? And I believe, Leibel, this is probably mashma from the Rambam as well, although you can take issue, is what if you're only going to punish, let's say the man is not on the stand. According to Rashi, if the man is not on the stand because he's a katan, because we didn't give him hasra, because we didn't we weren't able to identify him. So what onesh are the Eidim Zom going to get according to Rashi? Sreifa. They're going to get sreifa. They're going to get sreifa. Because after all, there's only one nidon. So of course, they'll get sreifa. Comes along Tosis, and Tosis disagrees. And Tosis says, nope, I need the pasuk of, which pasuk? He. And he is going to come along and tell me, he velo zomemeha. Because if it was just la'achiv, pshita, they would get sreifa. Now, why is it pshita they would get sreifa? Why do I say it's pshita? Hello?
Can we repeat the deed from Rashi one more time?
Okay, no problem. Again, it's not such a deed. I think it's like pretty clear. Rashi writes in Sanhedrin. You have the drasha of, again, Tzadi Amid Aleph, the last Rashi in the Perek. Rashi writes, L'achav olacho, so kol hecha debe edusan mechayv and ish ve'isha ve'dinan chaluk, anytime when the Eidim give edus on an ish, and they have a separate psak halacha. And notice, mechayven ish v'isha v'dinan chaluk, ki hacha, like here, lo huksu. So the din is going to be, the edim are going to get his punishment. Lo huksu, not her punishment. So again, Rashi writes, A, this is a universal halacha. Anytime you have man and woman, simultaneously, and there's a different psak for both, they're going to get the husband, the man's psak. However, if the man is not on the stand because he's a katan, then lechora you're going to get the psak of the what? Of the
woman.
Of the woman. Of the woman. The Ritva says similarly. Okay? Now, Rabosa, what does Tosa say? Tosa says that if you transfer the psak to, if you had a katan, what would be the psak din? Before he, what would be the din?
Then that's sreifa.
Now I just want to talk out loud for a second. Could you think of a havamina? In other words, then you would get sreifa. Why would you get sreifa?
I would say they get nothing.
No. L'achiv is when you have two people. When you have an achiv and an achos. If you don't have an achiv, then the girl is achiv. She is achiv. She's the achiv. And therefore you'll get sreifa. Now, again, the simple way to understand that is you're transferring the punishment. But again, I think Tosis' thesis is we're giving this guy, the Eidim Zomim, a status. And the status is Eishes Kohen Shezinsa. Once they have a status of Eishes Kohen Shezinsa, what should she get? What should they get? They should get Sreifa. And therefore, now you need this override pasuk. The pasuk of La'achiv is to say, no. Is that the any time, Even in that case, you're only going to get an onish of chenek because what are you transferring? A gemar din of a Gemar Din of Bias Isser. When that Gemar Din of Bias Isser emerges in these Eidim, it emerges in these Eidim, how does it emerge? It emerges as Chenek. Why does it emerge as Chenek? Because they are not, bottom line, they're not he. In other words, you take the Gemar Din and you plaster it onto the Eidim. Now that you plaster it on the Eidim, it's going to emerge into an Onesh. It's going to come out an Onesh. What Onesh is going to come out on these Eidim? He velo zomemeha means it comes out as a Onesh of Chenek. I'm going to say that one more time because it's very, very abstract. I'm going to say it one more time. Very abstract. Okay, I'm going to try and walk through the both steps in the process. Okay, again, Tosis is bothered ultimately by why you need two psukim. Why do we need the pasuk of he? Why do we need the pasuk of la'achiv? So again, I think the first part of Tosis, he says, once I have he, why do I need la'achiv? So Tosis answers, I need la'achiv because I would have thought I can't just use he. He is not enough because the Eidim Zomimim are he, and therefore they should get Sreifa. So therefore I need la'achiv to tell me that they don't get Sreifa. So now Tos is bothered, why do I need he? Once I have la'achiv, I should not need he. Correct? So Tosis says, no, I need the case of he because of this fancy case where there is no man in the picture. And where there's no man in the picture, there's no Boel who's going to be chayiv, then I would have had a havamina to go ahead and give the Eidim Sreifa. Give the Eidim Sreifa. So now I'm asking you, why don't you give the Eidim Sreifa? Why are we not giving the Eidim Sreifa? So the answer is, because when we take this Gemar Din of Yehad Znus and you apply it to the Eidim, what Onesh comes out? Chenek comes out. Why does Chenek come out? What? Because the Eidim Zomer are not a he. They're not he. And therefore, the onus that emerges when you apply the Gemar Din to the Eidim Zomimim is an onus of Chenek. Even if there's no other man there. In other words, what I wanted to bring out today is a core and fundamental chakira, which we're going to see a bit going forward. But I want you to think about it and dream about it and reflect on it. Is what is the din of Kasha Zamam doing? On a basic, simple level, you could say Kasha Zamam is Onesh transference. And you just move an Onesh from here to there. And that's what you do. And it's simple and it's balabatish and posh. What I'm saying is no, it's more than that. It's deeper than that. It's more fundamental than that. It's either some kind of identity transference, or I'm going to narrow it, and it's a Gemar Din transference. And I'm taking the Gemar Din, and that's why Gemar Din is necessary. The Gemar Din that you wanted to impose on the Nidon, that Gemar Din comes back onto you. It's like you've seen a boomerang. This is halachic boomerang. You wanted to boomerang that guy, it comes right back at you. The Gemar Din that was there comes right onto you. So when there's a Gemar Din of Znus, when it comes onto them, even though it was an Ashes Kohen, and even though there's no Boel here who's going to be Chayiv, the Gemar Din on them emerges, comes out as an Onesh Chenek. What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? When there's no Boel, what Onesh is the Aiden getting?
Sreifa.
Why?
It's a punishment transfer.
Correct. Who said punishment transfer?
Me.
Who's me?
Will.
Yeah. Onesh transference. That's Onesh transference. So therefore, we're going to transfer the Onesh. If there's no Achiv, we'll transfer the Onesh. Says Taisus, the chiddush of this duality of Tsukim is Gmar Din transference, which in the Edim emerges as an Onesh of Chenek. Questions? Libel.
So, is Tosfos holding that if not for one out of the two Psukim, Rashi would be right, but that it's a punishment transfer?
That's an interesting question. But if you didn't have the Pasuk of...
If you didn't have the Pasuk of He, then Rashi would be right.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, I think that's what Tosfos is saying. Yeah, Isaac Shapiro.
Then why do we need a court? So that's what you hold. And look, can you guys just clarify how I understand? And I'm right on. It is what I'm saying that we're applying Enigma Din to them, and since they're not he, they can't get her punishment, even if there's no man. Because if they were put on the stand here, since they're not a he, if they were the ones being put on the stand, if they were the Boel, then they would get, that's what I'm saying, because they're...
Right, correct, yeah.
Okay, so then, if that's the case, then why do we need La'achiv in this case?
Why would we need La'achiv? Why would we need La'achiv? You need La'achiv because... If you just had, is that 1 second? With that question, why do you need La'achiv? And what Tosis says in the beginning is, and this again, the way I'm lundicizing Tosis is, if you didn't have La'achiv, then the Aiden Zone would get Sreifa. Because they are he. You're taking the identity of the Nidon and you're putting it to them, and they are the he. He would not be sufficient. He velo zomemeha. What do you mean? They are he.
So then if it happens in a bow, then why don't they get it? I don't understand the fusion of these two forces.
I want to think about how to formulate that a little bit. And I'll post it on the group, just how to tighten that up a little bit. I think that your point, you know, is I want to tighten that up a little bit, just how each one supplements the other. But before I do that, I want to share with you one, because it's Erev Shabbos, I want to leave you with one message before Shabbos. And if I could do that, that would be great.